We are live in the band room.
What's up, sir?
I see your chili bowl over there, dude.
Straight chili bowl.
Got my homemade chili.
Got cornbread up in that
motherfucker. Your mama's so dumb. I said it was chili outside. She got a bowl.
So you never answered that cornbread question.
Oh my God, Mike. This chili is awesome.
That's Mitzi special right there.
Yeah. Special chili.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Carlos. Hey,
yep,
dude.
Yeah, yeah. How's it going, y'all?
I hear you had something to get off your mind.
Just a little, but I mean, we touched that hair a little bit.
You're on day one right here, dude.
You
got cut
off. You're right.
I believe in you.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Somebody in this motherfucker does.
You're going sober, dude. I believe you can do it.
Dude.
My fist is to the sky.
Your ear got cut off.
It can happen.
Dude, thank you. Thank you. You know, trying to make better moves with my life, you know, do better things.
Boom.
So, you know, you kind of got to cut out some of them childish habits.
Hey, that's what we do here in the band room.
But I feel like that's only being said simply because the Republicans won. Because
no.
If Texas legalized.
The Republicans win.
If Texas legalized.
No. We are now the Republican Texas again.
Can I call myself an asshole for not voting? Because I didn't vote.
Yeah, I didn't vote. I was at school.
Dude, I didn't know shit about it this year, dude. Like, I didn't want to vote if I didn't know, dude. Like, that's almost as bad as not voting.
Good job.
You're just going to vote blindly and don't know what the fuck you're voting for, dude.
Y'all realize, like, it was like somewhere in the 70% amount of Texans actually did not vote this round. And, like, Wendy Davis lost
it's
by, like,
Obama's
fucking
fault.
20 points or some bullshit.
I love how everybody blames everything on the president, no matter who it is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Even Bush.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I ran out of toilet paper.
It's Obama's
God damn it, Obama.
He banned toilet paper.
Ebola?
Because I don't make enough money. I'm wiping my ass with my daughter's towel. God damn it.
I literally had someone tell me last week that they lost their job because of Obama. They're like, my job doesn't exist anymore because Obamacare.
No, I figured out everything. Straight up though.
I'm sorry, I just buzzed out loud.
No. Straight up though. We got Ebola because of Obama.
Well, we'd scare an Ebola.
No. We couldn't be doing such sad things.
Because he's black and he's from Kenya and he brought it over here. That's what happened.
Well, I mean,
the first one that got killed is Peter before.
I mean,
should we do an intro here of everybody?
Yeah.
This is the biggest band room we've had yet. We are live.
Wiggity, 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 wiggity.
I'm MC. We got Dill here. Say
Yo.
What's up, dude.
Hey, guys. How's
everybody
it going? Y'all know where to find
Carlos.
Me.
Carlos. We got
Alice.
Say it in the mic. Say it in the mic. Say what you
said. Come on, Wayne.
Alice.
We finally got Mitzi in here.
What's up?
What up, Mitz? And Big Tom back.
Yeah, she's feeding me
Tom
the itis right now.
MySpace money.
Straight up.
He can't give nobody a good faith loan because he's cheap.
We got him now that he's with Facebook.
Actually, Carlos, did you know that we've already covered that interview?
I'm aware.
We know
of
where the money went. We know how to get your stuff.
And we are still sponsored.
But I just want you to know he ultimately went back to Facebook. Do you have Facebook, sir?
Dude, I got Facebook.
Do you have Facebook,
sir? I'm just saying. You don't
get your money, sir.
I'm just saying, man. You can't keep a receipt.
You got your money, sir.
You can't keep a receipt on cocaine and hookers, Tom. Like, just saying, they don't do that here.
Tom, that was a real receipt you showed me, right?
Yes.
That's bullshit.
If you don't get service, you got to be able to return.
Man.
Does that count as a tax
write-off? It should. Stress reliever, whatever you want to call it.
Who is that? Ask Newt Gingrich or whatever? Gingrich?
Gingrich? However he categorized
Newt Gingrich.
It.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he got that as a tax write-off.
Newt. What if your name was fucking Newt?
Hey, I'm just saying though. If
how the fuck do you name your kid Newt?
You want to know a name that's really good?
Mervin. Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
That's the best name in the NFL right now, dude.
That is a professional
best name
NFL.
In the NFL, dude.
Hingle McCringleberry, bro. That's where it's at.
Vontaze Perfect. Hey, so you had some topics for today, dude. We're live in the band room. We're just freestyling today. We're just giving it to you behind the scenes. I heard you had more penis talk because we're more fun than a bag of penis.
Yes, instead of finger banging on a speaker, we're going to skip all the way ahead to foreskin. Mm-hmm. So,
circumcision.
Mm-hmm. My friend approached me the other day with some knowledge that, you know, I hadn't really thought about ever.
No, don't lie. Don't
it
lie.
It kind of
no
came
lie,
down to no being circumcised.
No lie.
And what being circumcised actually was and what
snip
happens when you're actually snipped. What you lose and what you gain.
Just the skin.
And people's reactions to all this. So, first of all, I want to start off with someone who's
kinda
actually...
Kind of like your earlobe. Before you got your earring, if you just snipped that piece off, you'd still hear, right?
Well,
actually, Mike,
Mike, it's actually equivalent... The foreskin is equivalent to the female's clitoris.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
2,000 nerve endings are removed from the tip of your penis.
The Middle Eastern motherfuckers.
And do you know how many nerve endings you have in your penis, Mike?
I know that.
Mike,
sorry,
do you know
that's mom and dad.
Mike, do you know how many nerve endings there are in your penis alone? There are 40,000, give or take. They remove half when they circumcise you. There's a part of your brain that you may never, ever be able to access.
Blowing my mind on the band room.
Seriously. Could you imagine that? You now have a part in your brain that you cannot...
Well,
there's an epic program that the Canadians are running about keeping your foreskin in water. But one of the biggest things is the fact that they take away 20,000 nerve endings, half of your penis's membranes, which means there's a part in your brain you will never be able to access because that has been physically removed from you.
Take it away.
So, Carlos,
so
I want
to. They do it is to try to remove that.
No,
part?
Because
I
think
no,
I
they do it because of quote unquote religious practices.
That's what I'm saying. They don't want you to have.
I think it's more or less this. It's back in the day when the Hebrews were next to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well, see, no,
they removed the 20,000 so they could control themselves from the lust.
When my mom talked me into it, I was 7 when I got mine. So of course I was a kid. I didn't really know better. But she had a friend, and I knew the guy who I don't remember what it's called, but
it always starts with a friend.
Where your balls connect to the shaft, shit snapped.
Bro.
So that was how she sold me on it. She was like, you gotta get snipped so they can snip that and it'll heal right or whatever.
Bro.
Or like, because the dude was like in major pain, dude, because his balls, like, he was
you have no
idea,
Mike. You have no idea.
And I went along with it, and I did it, dude. And I remember, wow, that shit hurt, dude.
I got a story.
First time I got hard. That's when they snipped me, dude, because it was stitches and shit, dude, and it fucking ripped through the
stitches.
Oh, it was fucking painful, dude.
Ooh.
Yes, one of the most painful experiences ever.
That sounds
Mike,
bad.
See, that's my point. The reason I wanted to talk now, about this is because my friend also happened to mention that this may now just be a very serious and terrible form of mutilation.
I'm starting to agree with you.
We are humans. We're not supposed to be ashamed of what we are.
Totally agree.
But there's a part in my brain, since I was circumcised as a child, I will never ever access that part of my brain. And I didn't have a choice. Give a fuck if it's about getting your
It's Obama's fault, dude.
It's Obama's fault.
Obama.
Hey, can we put it back on Bush, dude? Because Bush fucked it up for like 8 years.
Hey, now Obama's
got to clean it
hold
all
on,
up. Dude.
Hold on, guys.
Like, yeah, Twin Towers, he went after
You know what? Bush got
involved,
dealt a bad hand, guys. Bush
like,
got dealt
go
a bad hand.
Can we go after Saudi Arabia? Bush, actually was called
Bush got dealt a bad hand, guys. Come on.
Okay, because Clinton was fucking everybody.
No.
Clinton balanced the budget.
Low jobs better than no jobs, baby.
Slow motion better than no motion.
Slow motion better than no motion. Blow jobs better than no jobs.
All right, so Carlos, you are unclipped, correct?
Economic growth.
Hold on with your economic growth, bro. I got some growth for you right here.
Hey,
are you?
It's
because
you haven't been circumcised. I see.
And that's exactly the subject we're about to touch on.
I have to submit to you now because you have a total advantage.
Making him
Obama snip me
ridiculous.
Bring it down a couple levels now here. Now,
Carlos, you are unsnipped. So let's just figure this out. What's the first thing that comes to mind when an uncircumcised guy says, "How is it?"
Well,
and I remember, dude. Trust me, I remember, dude. Yes,
I'll tell you like this.
I experienced
for
both.
For most uncircumcised guys, if
all
you
all of a sudden he just pokes through, dude. Oh shit, dude!
I'll tell you like this.
Being a kid
what
again,
does
dude?
That look like?
It's like it's dark and you see the light.
Hammerhead, come on out.
Red Rocket.
I choose you.
Before I lose my train of thought.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know how most of you guys out there are there that are out, you know, uncircumcised and whatnot.
I wish I'd have had this info at 7 years old.
You know what?
Yes.
Yeah, dude. I wish my mom would have let me
have just came on over and talked to me, dude. I would have given you a piece of advice. Anywho. So I don't know how it is for most of you uncircumcised guys out there, but
fantastic.
around is that uncircumcised, not circumcised? You know,
I'll
is,
still say it's wonderful.
Yes, yeah, they have the 40,000 nerve endings.
It is what it is.
Hey.
But
does it look nice?
My
actually, you. I'm sorry to cut you off. Real
no,
quick.
You're not
no.
sorry. Don't lie,
Carlos.
You're not sorry.
Carlos,
don't lie.
I want to tell you something. Did you know outside of America that actually a circumcised penis is actually looked as disgusting.
Yeah, it's frowned upon. Yeah.
Yes, it's frowned upon. As a matter of fact,
an uncircumcised
penis is more or less what women around the world actually are used to and enjoy.
Yeah.
You gotta say that to the mic. What was that? Say that again.
No.
What were you saying? Come on, it's too late now. It's on there.
And just go a little bit further and talk.
It's on there. It's just low. You might as well say it clear.
Coming from a woman's perspective,
she's trying to say an undercover story, but she forgot she's mic'd in here.
Uncircumcised, and it got off quicker. I compared it to my boyfriend who got snipped.
Boom.
And yeah, it takes a while that.
So,
it's the 40,000 nerve endings that give you a different orgasm.
All right, well, then I guess I'm the black sheep out of us all, because I'll be at that motherfucker
doing
work.
We all know you get your work. But
I do work. So
my next question for you, Carlos, let me ask you this. For someone who has never been circumcised and probably will never be circumcised, what is the rates with the ladies, man? Like, is it a positive or negative? Do they pick on you in high school?
No. Straight up, I'll tell you this right now. You every once in a while you get that whole what is? But you know, once you just straight out explain it to them, they're just like, oh, okay, I never had that before. Especially American women. But I will say this: that has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with. Females. That just has to do with the education system in our schools these days. People don't know how to be educated.
You're right. Sex is definitely undereducated.
Oh, most definitely.
Everything on sex. How to do it right. When to do it right.
When to do it.
When to do it wrong. Because you know sometimes
you bouncing on the diving board.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he pops a boner, dude. It's fucking great, dude. It's like, oh, I'm embarrassed.
But going back to your original question on what it's like. Personally, like I said, I don't know how it is for most of you guys out there that are uncircumcised. You know, still have your foreskin. And you know, be out there pounding it day in, day out. But personally, for me, it was a bit of a bitch because, you know, I got a little pigment on my skin. You know, I'm doing what it is. You know, I'm not.
You're right. He has a radar.
Oh,
hey, everybody's
different. I got you, girl. We'll touch on that. I got you. Anyways, so like I said, I'm not of the smaller area, man. You know what I'm saying? I think we can all pick up what I'm putting down here. But it hurt. It hurt having that piece of skin from the tip. Towards like I guess not even really the base, really. I guess to where it connects to the foreskin.
That's
hurt.
What they sold me on. They hurt. Gotta snip that so you can actually grow to your full
so you
potential
breathe.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Well,
they're like, if you don't, you're gonna be like stuck in a rip.
Let me take
everybody. That's your hood. That's actually supposed to protect you. Without having the foreskin, you're actually susceptible to be more sensitive. Now, what Alex had said is actually true. You will have a faster orgasm in some guys' cases simply because you are finally fulfilling what would be the male's clitoris.
Well, hold on here now. So, in the time that I've been growing up, I experienced, you know, a little discomfort, mainly because, you know, I'm trying to extend further than what I'm able to reach. Well,
did you ever wake up with wet sheets?
I'm sure many a person has wanted to extend. Yes.
It's happened to us all. It's cool, dude.
No, only with your mom. No. but on some real though. So you know, a little discomfort when you try and get it on, but my dumbass.
So it's not 20,000 times better?
My dumbass ended up getting a piercing, and if anybody knows what
you gotta tell us.
I've been trying to for the past 5-10 minutes, but you know, Mike keep interrupting me over here.
Sorry.
Mike. Anyways.
You gotta
chill out. Yeah.
If anybody knows what a frenulum is here, a frenulum is pretty much just piercing in excess of skin. Doesn't necessarily have to be a type of piercing. It's just piercing in excess of skin. Well, anybody here with an uncircumcised dick can tell you that there's a piece of fucking skin going from the tip of that motherfucker to where it meets your foreskin. Well, I decided to get, a Jacob's ladder, but... A frenulum?
Now, hold on. Can I just pause real quick, though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What goes into the thinking process when you're like, this tool that I use to poke, I want to stab something into it?
Well, you see...
Let's do it.
I mean, I was drunk and I lost a bet. So,
you know what?
My homegirl was a piercer.
A lot of decisions have been made.
You know, a lot of decisions have been made, especially
and
in my life.
You had a girlfriend who pierces? All right, now even more is making sense.
Yeah, had a homegirl. Totally was down to
alcohol.
I was down to let her see my willy. I didn't care. So,
maybe
I pierced this shit. And a good solid 3 years go by that I have this piercing in my dick.
Does it hurt every time, dude?
Oh.
Like you do it and shit? Like,
No.
Was there a noise upon entrance?
No, not that I could really tell. You know.
I would think that would be painful every time you grow.
Not that I could tell. Well, this is what I'm trying. This is what I'm trying to touch on here. See,
that's a glorious
my piercing, the hole itself ended up gauging over time.
This is sounding worse and worse.
Wait till we get to the end of this story. Wait till we get to the end. So, the piercing ended up gauging over time. So, you know, I got it pierced. Got it pierced at a 14. Put a 12 in there. You know, obviously go a size up, or maybe it was a 16. Put a 14 in there. I can't quite remember. Nonetheless, I ended up with a 10 gauge captive bead ring in my dick, the tip of my dick. This motherfucker just out there, man. Out there. You know, I had it in there for a bit. Took it out. Had it in there. Took it out.
A 10 gauge? Can you give me an image of a size what a 10 gauge would be for a fucking foreskin pierce?
Oh, man.
Like, could you see through?
You could see. Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, you could see through it.
So those guys with the big-ass gauges in their ears, your dick looked like that.
No. Like, if you know what an 8-gauge piercing looks like, it's a little smaller than that, but you could still see through it.
Oh, okay. I know exactly what
you could see. More fun than the bag of dicks.
But mind you,
cigarette through your dick.
No. No,
God, no. No,
that's a zero-gauge, bro.
No, bro.
A McDonald's straw is a zero-gauge.
We're not talking about,
you can see light through the motherfucker.
We're talking about those magic wand cigarettes.
No, guys, I'm telling you, it was much smaller than that. But if you stretch out the skin, you could see not even. If you stretch out the skin, you could see light through that motherfucker. So, like I said, I had a 10 gauge hole in my dick, and mind you, this thing gauged by itself over time. Well. I took it. Oh yeah, you know, some people would think it's fantastic. Well, I took it out. I had it out for about.
Is that like having a vagina?
Bro, I'm about to tell you what's up. I feel like I'm honestly the luckiest man in the world. I feel like I'm the luckiest man in the world. Well, I went through some of the most excruciating pain in my life. Yeah, you know, not so lucky, but at the same time lucky. Well, I went through the most excruciating pain in my life. I actually gained knowledge and an inch or so out of it. That motherfucker ended up ripping while I had the jewelry out of it.
Ow. Wasn't it at a party?
It was at a party. Yes, Tom, you're correct. I don't know who you got your sources from because I know you were not at that party. But I was at that party.
You're just dancing and jamming, and all of a sudden,
No, bro. Okay, so it was at this hotel, right? And I went to go smash this female. I went to go smash this female out in the shower. And right when I'm about to go smash, my buddy, you know, he hard, strong, you know, doing his damn thing. And next thing you know, I just see a couple drops of blood on the fucking bottom shelf. And I was like, I straight asked her, I was like, say, girl, you on your period? I was all serious and calm about it. And next thing you know, she's like, no, I'm not on my period. I'm just like, whoa. The fuck? So then I pull back my foreskin, and bam! Blood just start coming up out of nowhere. Oh. Well, I went to the hospital. Didn't need any surgery. Didn't need any stitches. Like I said, I learned something from that. Don't pierce things that don't need to be pierced. And at the same time,
yes,
I gained something out of that.
So, Carlos, if I could ask another question, I was curious. Did you say you grew an inch from tearing your foreskin?
Yeah, actually, my foreskin tore. The piece of tissue connecting the tip of my dick to where my foreskin was connected ripped. And I say ripped because it ripped.
Well, but, I got to say, yes. Man, we definitely have some more topics to touch on. But you tell us, do you get more growth from being circumcised or uncircumcised? Yes, that is the question.
Yeah,
a lot of dick talk.
Yes.
I think we got to wrap this pot up, dude. We might take this to a two-parter. I don't know, but Thank y'all for joining us, Alice, Mitzi.
I gotta hit the streets anyways, you know.
Y'all wanna shout out to anybody else before we wrap this one up?
I like to shout out Artificial Colors, you know, they doing their thing out there in Austin, Texas.
Can I just say I'm glad your dick survived? I'm happy to hear that, dude.
I'm glad my dick survived.
Everyone needs a strong working dick.
You know, my dick healthier than ever, you know, ain't got nothing, didn't catch nothing, you know.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that, I'll drink to that.
Feeling good.
You know.
I hope everything's going good in your life. Thanks for tuning into us. Checking us out.
For real.
We love y'all. We got some new episodes coming this week. Holla at us. Band Room. Getting hot.
Yucka, what?